Chapter 7. Ghostly Visitors. One night, I suddenly felt strange and cold again. Nothing unusual had happened during the day. Flora was asleep in our room, and I was reading a book by candlelight, as I often did at night. Suddenly, I had the feeling that somebody was moving around in the house, like on my first night at Bly when I thought I heard footsteps outside my door. I didn't wait. I took my candle and left the room, locking the door behind me. I went along the corridor until I came to the top of the stairs. At that moment, my candle blew out. Fortunately, a little moonlight shone in through the window, and I saw a figure on the stairs. It was staring at me in exactly the same way as the figure from the tower and the garden. Quint. I recognised him, and it was clear that he recognised me too. In the cold half-light of the moon we faced each other, like two soldiers preparing for battle. The surprising thing was that I wasn't afraid. Although I looked into his evil eyes, I felt no terror, and he saw this. Then I understood something. I realised that if I could stand and stare at him for a whole minute without fear, I would never be afraid of him again. But that wasn't easy. That minute was the longest I've ever experienced. And Quint, looking up at me from the stairs, was as terrifying and monstrous as a demon. His eyes shone with an evil light. But that was not what was so terrible. It was the total silence. When you meet a stranger, you look at each other, and it's natural to speak or to communicate. But there was not one word, nor one movement, between us. This unnatural situation seemed to last forever. And then suddenly, it was finished. Quint turned, walked down the stairs, and disappeared into the darkness. I stayed at the top of the stairs for several minutes longer, then returned to my room. When I opened the door to my room, I saw that Flora was not in her bed. That was strange. At the top of the stairs, looking down at Quint, I wasn't afraid. Now, I was terrified. Suddenly, the curtain in front of the window moved, and Flora came out from behind it with a smile. She stood there, with her little feet showing from under her nightdress and her blonde curls shining. She looked completely innocent. "You naughty girl!" I exclaimed. "You got out of your bed! What were you doing?"
"I woke up and realised that you weren't in the room," Flora explained. "I wanted to see where you were."
"And did you think I was outside in the garden?" I asked.
"Well, you know, I thought that somebody was there," she answered with a sweet smile. Then she ran to me, put her arms around me, and kissed me lovingly. For a moment, I nearly forgot everything else, but I was absolutely sure she was lying and that she had been looking out of the window, communicating with Miss Jessel. Why didn't I confront her then? I don't know. Maybe I thought she would lie and deny everything. Why didn't I say, "You see the ghosts. I know that you see them. You know that I've seen them too, so let's talk about it." But I didn't say anything like that. I only said, "Why did you hide behind the curtain to look out of the window?"
"I don't like to frighten you," she answered charmingly. "If you came in and saw me at the open window, you'd be afraid I would catch a cold."
"But if I were in the garden, as you thought," I said, trying to trap her, "why would I come into the room?" Flora didn't hesitate for a moment.
"I thought you might come back," she said, "and you did."
She was too clever for me. After that, I often stayed up at night, watching and waiting. I chose times when Flora was asleep,
and then I walked down the corridor to see if Quint was there, but I didn't see him again. Then, one night, I was checking on the children before I went to sleep. I looked into Miles's room and the children's study room. Everything was quiet. Then I walked along the corridor and past the top of the stairs. When I looked down, I saw a woman sitting on one of the stairs with her back to me. She had her head in her hands, and I thought she had been crying. She was there only for a minute, and then she disappeared.